Cherk and Curriculus took their friends' congratulations calmly, like true scholars. Ever practical, the Otter Maid sat eating her lunch, but like all true scholars, her mind was still probing.
What's it all supposed to mean? 'Tis a very strange rhyme.
Mockug helped himself to some candied chestnut cake.
That's the way to Brockhall, miss. The secret entrance. You could get in by that way without the serpents knowing.
Malbon shuddered.
Oh, I wouldn't go inside that place for anything, knowing those dreadful creatures could be lurking in wait for me. Oh, all those poison fangs and evil eyes.
Curriculus agreed with her.
Nor me. I don't care what we can add to our archives by going down into Brockle.
Pouring himself some mint tea, the abbot observed.
One thing is clear, friends. No beast will be going down there until the message in the poem is solved. Shall we get down to it? Let's look at the first line. Midday sun shines bright for you. Can any beast explain what that's supposed to mean?
Skipper pursed his lips thoughtfully.
Sounds to me like the midday sun is shining for whatever beast is searching. But midday sun shines on us all, not just the searcher. Beats me.
But it's not beaten me.
Malbon put aside the hazelnut wafer she was nibbling.
I think it means that the search must take place at midday. The line is telling us exactly what time to go searching. Not dawn or eventide, but midday.
Placing his paw on the second line, the abbot agreed.
I believe you're right, friend. Tell me then, what about this? Twixt leaning ash and poison gold.
Curriculus snorted.
Oh, ash doesn't lean. To me, the word ash means a heap of black and grey dust from a fire, right?
Nay, sir, it probably means some old ash tree.
Cherk turned to Mockug, who had made the remark.
That's good plain thinking. You lived a long time in the woodlands, mate. Do you know of such a tree, a leaning ash?
The golden hamster shrugged.
I don't know the names of trees. Sorry, miss. Some of them got different shaped leaves and rough or smooth bark. Biggins and littlins, they're all the same to Mockug, just trees.
Friar Gooch began loading empty platters onto his trolley.
Sure enough, 'tis all a riddle. I wouldn't even know where to begin finding out what poison gold means.
Cherk volunteered a suggestion.
It looks like we're stuck for answers. Why don't you all go about your business and leave me to try and sort it out?
Skipper had something to add.
Aye, that's good advice. I'll go get Lagalag and some of those Gowsum shrews. We'll take young Rumble too. Mockug, you're coming with us, mate. We'll take a walk north up the path. Perhaps if we point out some trees and tell you their names, you might recognise what an ash tree looks like. We'll stick to the path, just in case those adders are prowling the woods.